James William Charles Pennington was born on the eastern shore of Maryland. As a child, he was apprenticed to a blacksmith, where he learned his trade. Years after his escape to freedom, after he had learned to read and write, had become a pastor and an impassioned speaker of the abolitionist movement, he wrote his memoir, The Fugitive Blacksmith. He relates his thoughts as he prepares to leave his home.
The emotions of that moment I cannot fully depict. Hope, fear, dread, terror, love, sorrow, and deep melancholy were mingled in my mind together. When I looked at my numerous family, a beloved father and mother, 11 brothers and sisters, etc. But when I looked at slavery, when I remembered that one of the chief annoyances of slavery, in the most mild form, is the liability of being at any moment sold into the worst form, it seemed that no consideration, not even that of life itself, could tempt me to give up the thought of flight.
Nor was Pennington naive to the road before him.
And then, when I considered the difficulties of the way, the reward that would be offered, the human bloodhounds that would be set upon my track, the weariness, the hunger, the gloomy thought of not only losing all one's friends in one day, but of having to seek and to make new friends in a strange world. But as I have said, the hour was come, and the man must act, or forever be a slave.
Pennington crossed the bridge in his mind, from decision to action. There was no turning back.
I sallied forth thoughtfully and melancholy, and after crossing the barnyard, a few moments' walk brought me to a small cave, near the mouth of which lay a pile of stones, and into which I had deposited my clothes. From this, my course lay through thick and heavy woods.
Thousands went through a similar process before starting on their difficult journey. They shared Pennington's fears and dreams, but like the rest of their fellow freedom seekers, they set their course and left through whatever landscape, perhaps just like this one, that was between them and liberty.
My name is Ann Johnson.
My name is Manila's Gasaway. I was born.